Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcast. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian podcast directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, then keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 338 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 20th of June 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and be sure to download the Tech Webcast iPhone app from the App Store. Your hosts today are Brad, Jen, Belinda, Steve, and Jacob. And sitting in with us today, ex-co-host and Tech Webcast favourite, me, Andrew. Without any further ado, Brad, how are
Andrew,
you?
Andrew, how are you, mate? Good to have you back on.
Absolutely. I love being here, Brad. It's always great to be a part of the show.
And you haven't been on for a long time. Well, long, not a long time, but 3 weeks,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably been about a month or so. Yeah, it's been a little while. So okay. I'm sure there's lots of things I try and listen in when I can and keep a track of the show. It's, it's obviously a lot of fun.
Good stuff, mate. Did you keep track of the WWDC when it was on?
I had a look. I didn't actually have time. I think it starts at like 3 a.m. or something in the morning over here. So had a lot of other things, but certainly read a lot of the articles. So that's a few decent announcements through that, and obviously with the Apple Watch. And I think, Brad, you have a bit of announcement yourself.
I do indeed. I do indeed. And I just want to say, Jacob's going to be shocked by this, what I'm about to say. But I'll wait for a minute. Let's go to Jennifer first. And Jennifer, how's your week been?
Hi, now I'm so curious as to what the announcement is. My week has been great. It's been really busy. It's been a lot of fun and nothing overly exciting, but it's been pretty well, going pretty well. So thank you. How about you?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good, Jen. The week's been good, yeah. I'm back using my AirPort Extreme for the internet. It's been working good now, so yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Good stuff. So you were having internet issues before, though, and then you
I went and bought a new modem router the other day, and it's working good. Sort of.
I'm glad that the AirPort Extreme is working well for you.
Have you got one, Jen? Or do you use one?
I had one. I'm not using it now. I'm using an Asus router instead, as well as a Zoom for my modem.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
It's working for me, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Steve, what about you? How's your week been?
It's been pretty great. Real fun. Good. Well, actually, behind me, I've got my router, which is the newer AC standard. You could actually stream a game, you know, an internet game, you know, through wireless.
Oh, cool.
AC.
Yeah, and
nice.
It's fairly fast. My other one went out, so I'm like, well, maybe I should try this new standard. This one seemed really nice. So,
that's awesome. Well, now, do any of your machines or devices in the house connect to AC?
No, I've got one, but I've got it right next to me. So I just, you know, cable it in. But I do have, like you said, it's pretty new now. I know some of the Apple laptops and stuff have it, and maybe some of the newer PCs, but no, not currently.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you have it for going forward, at least.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What brand of modem is it, Steve?
I forget. I think it's, Netgear, like the Nighthawk.
Oh, yeah, Netgear. Oh, yeah, yep. Seen them. They're good stuff.
Look, it's streamlined. Very nice. For high air resistance if it was flying through the air.
Mm, very nice.
That's crazy.
All right, we got Belinda back on this week. Welcome back, Belinda. How's your week been?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's been pretty busy. I work full time, so yeah, pretty much just going to work and coming home and relaxing. I watched that movie, The Interview.
Oh, yeah?
On Foxtel, yeah, on the catch-up thing. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. About to send up of Kim Jong-un.
That was good.
To do with him. Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's a really funny movie.
Yeah, I can see why he wanted it banned, though. Especially what happens to him in the movie. Yeah,
yeah, so. It kind of gets to halfway and it's a bit serious, and then it just goes complete silly funny after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's a good movie.
Good stuff, good stuff, Linda. What else has been happening? Linda, any other things been happening for you?
Yeah, pretty chilled out.
Good stuff.
My dad bought me a car from the auctions in Brisbane, and he's going to be driving it down. So we've just been organising insurance and stuff.
Oh, nice,
like
one.
That, so.
Geez, you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty generous.
Geez, yeah, very.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
So busy week.
So, Jennifer, I got a question for you.
Yes.
The name Basil Jones, does that sound familiar to you?
It does. Jacob's brother.
Yes, that's correct. So he'll be on in 2 weeks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I look forward to talking with him. He seems like such a nice guy online. It's, you know, I know him from Facebook.
Yeah, definitely.
And we friended each other. And yeah, I like your brother, Jacob. He's really cool.
What he thought of you.
He what?
I asked him what he thought of you.
Did he say she's a dork?
No, he said no. Yeah, she said you're very sweet.
Aw, he's really cool. I like him
a
lot.
Yeah, he's the top guy. So I asked him on to come on, and yeah, he's into tech stuff and that sort of thing. So it's good.
And rebuilding. He's got this huge ass cherry picker outside his house. I stood beside it.
I actually seen that. Yeah, it's pretty.
A cherry picker. What do you mean, like for picking cherries out of a tree?
I think
it's a army colored one that it's for cutting. You know how they cut down trees and put in the back of the truck.
Uh huh.
That's what type of truck.
That's what it does. Okay, cool.
Mm.
So cool. Basically, right now he's got to fix something in it because it's from someone else, and he has to put a part in there for him.
So Jacob, is that the only brother you have, or do you have another one? Yeah, and he's a techie too, huh?
Yeah, you should see his.
So it kind of runs in the family then.
Yeah, he's got 3D TV in his living room.
So so Jennifer, so if you've got any questions about Jacob, ask him when he's on.
Yeah. So when is he coming on? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
2 weeks.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
So, Jacob, what's your view on this, mate? You looking forward to having him on?
Yes.
What are you going to ask him?
Nothing really. I know everything. I'm just going to keep it to you guys.
Oh, definitely, mate.
Did Jacob know about it?
No. It's a surprise.
Okay. That was a surprise then.
Were you shocked, Jacob, by the surprise, mate?
Because look at your chat. I already know.
No, he didn't know.
You
know.
How do you know?
No, he didn't know. He didn't know.
I took a guess.
Well,
no.
I took a guess.
It was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, it was a pretty good guess. Yeah.
You see where it says on your chat?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'm not
looking at the chat, man.
Where? No, I just see a link to the Google Doc.
Brad's Facebook chat.
Oh. Okay. Well, we can't see that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat, mate. But anyway, Jacob, how's your week been, mate?
All right.
What have you been up to?
Fixing this crazy laptop that's in front of me.
Did it go crazy on you?
No, someone gave it to me all busted up, so I got Brad helped me and got me the battery for it, so now it's running better.
Awesome. Good deal.
Yeah, it's a Dell what laptop is it, Jacob?
Dell Inspiron.
Wait.
14.
Brad, did you tell me it was a pink laptop?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pink. Yeah, pink.
A pink.
Brad, you're so funny. You said the other day, how do you get the pink off?
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it pink? I've never seen a pink. You mean the case? The machine itself is a pink laptop?
I think the front part of it is pink.
Is it hot pink?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
Oh, I can't see it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty.
Mm.
You could put stickers all over it. I kind of cover up the pink.
If someone says, "Why do you have a pink computer?" I always say, "I'm a son of a mother that had breast cancer."
There you go.
There you go, man.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, there you go.
That's good, Jacob.
Let me cut off my video.
That's good, mate. Good on you. Okay. Anything else, Jake, you want to mention, mate?
Nothing much. I'm just happy I got it working to a point so I can use this, I'm using it right now as my show notes.
All right, good stuff, mate. Good stuff. We'll enjoy.
Are you running Windows 8 on it or it's Windows 7?
Yeah, Windows 7 Home Premium.
That's good. It's nice and stable.
Hmm.
Yeah, the only thing is, I installed the update for Microsoft. Where it asks you if you want Windows 10, this computer won't run it because I got less than 4 gigs.
Oh, you mean of storage or RAM?
RAM.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say storage. That'd be that would be sad.
Lucky me, it's got almost 300 gigs.
That's good. You can get by with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I put all my games and stuff on it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Belinda, you had a Windows laptop, didn't you? Is that correct?
Yeah, I had an Acer one.
What happened to that?
I sold it because I bought a Mac instead.
And the reason why you sold it?
Because I bought a MacBook Pro and I was, using the MacBook Pro and not using that. So.
Oh, yeah. You find the Mac better?
Yeah, I find when you turn it on, everything comes on straight away. And with a PC, you like waiting there for 5 minutes for all the applications to come up on the screen and everything.
So yeah, definitely.
It seems to take longer to set up and warm up.
Yeah, definitely. And what about you, Steve? You're a Mac person, aren't you?
Actually, before that, I used Linux for, I think it was 16 years, I think. And then
what distributions were your favorite, Steve?
Oh, shoot. There was a couple. Mm. I think it was
Ubuntu.
Shoot, I can't remember now. I think Ubuntu, and there was a couple other ones.
I still say that BIOS was my favorite ever.
Yeah, I think they stopped with version 8 or 9 or something. Or
yeah.
It's
not, well, they call it Haiku now. I think they took went open source or something, or
okay,
the personal version or something.
Mm. And what about you, Andrew? You're a Mac person now. You moved from Windows to a Mac, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a couple of years ago. I'm sort of Mac. We've got iPhones, iPads, Mac, so I don't really use the Windows as much anymore, but that's not to say it's not a great product. It is, you know, most gamers use Windows, and you know, a lot of people obviously in business, legacy platforms and so forth, use a lot of Windows service. But personally, I just find that the user experience is a bit easier on the Mac, and I don't have to ever worry about, you know, installing too much stuff and modifying and editing and hacking around. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's go to the show notes and to the news, and then we'll come back. Here we go.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast News. Sources for 9to5 Mac claim that Apple already has some big plans for its second generation watch. And the highlight would be a front camera for video calls, so you can be Inspect a Gadget and have a face-to-face chat from your wrist. There's a chance this feature could get cut off if there's either a change in the roadmap or logistical problems, but it's currently on the cards for a likely 2016 debut. The reported upgrade would also be a big deal if you don't like lugging your iPhone around. You'll still need your handset for syncing and updates, but the watch would give you free Wi-Fi chipset that gives you more independence. You could message friends and otherwise use many other apps without worrying about the phone you left at the other end of the house. It's not clear if if this future wearable would have any new tricks in store. Over to you, Jen.
Thank you, Belinda. This story is coming from TheVerge.com, and it is all about an Xbox controller. So Microsoft just announced what is calling the Xbox One Elite Wireless Controller, and that is being described by Xbox boss Phil Spencer as an elite controller for the elite gamer. It's basically the regular Xbox One gamepad turned up to 11, adding new features like four interchangeable paddles around the back, hair trigger locks for precise control in shooters, remappable buttons, and completely swappable components. The stainless steel paddles are fully removable, but when they're attached, they allow you to keep your fingers on the thumbsticks at all times. Users can also have customization of thumbstick sensitivity and minimum and maximum levels for controller's top triggers. These settings, along with the button mapping, are handled through a standalone app that will be released for Xbox One and Windows 10. Microsoft says that your controller preferences are stored in the cloud, and the gamepad itself can carry around two user profiles. But with all of those advanced features, it comes at a steep price. The Xbox One Elite Wireless Controller will be priced at $149.99 when it hits retail stores this October. And over to you, Belinda.
Thanks, Jen. I've got a story from RedmondPie.com. And apparently YouTube now supports 8K video. According to YouTube, it has been offering 8K video uploads for as long as 5 years, with 2010 being the year that 8K uploads became possible on the video streaming site. Google says that it started badging content as 8K earlier this year. And while content isn't exactly widespread, one video in particular is a good example of what 8K video is capable of, assuming you actually watch the thing. That video is a Newman Films short filmed on the Red Epic Dragon 6K camera. And that's a very, very good camera, apparently. And in case you haven't figured it out, see moving 8K or 4320p worth of pixels around a computer screen is not something for the faint of heart. Because you'll not only need a monitor that is capable of showing you all those lovely pixels, but you also need a computer that is capable of running it as well. And over to you, Jen.
Thanks, Belinda. This next story is coming from MacRumors.com, and it is talking about some new videos that were added to the Shot on iPhone 6 gallery. So if you didn't know it, there's actually a Shot on iPhone 6 gallery microsite that Apple has, and they have updated it with four new videos to the World Gallery film section of the website. Well, the campaign has been running since March, and the dedicated video gallery was just added in early June. So the latest videos are coming from the Netherlands, Australia, the United States, and Norway. Like the existing videos in the gallery, the new videos showcase content shot using an iPhone and its video capturing tools like slow motion and time lapse. Each of the 15-second videos is accompanied by music and concludes with the tagline, "Shot on iPhone 6." One of the videos shows a time lapse of clouds passing over in a mountain. Another one depicts a caterpillar inching across the grass. And the other two videos depict what appears to be a swarm of birds and a slow motion of video of shadows cast by skateboarders. And over to you, Belinda.
Thanks, Jen. And there's some excellent Apple Watch tips, and one is for the emergency mute. You can mute notifications using Do Not Disturb or by toggling on mute in the iPhone companion app found under Settings, Sound, and Haptics, or by turning on silent mode in the settings glance. But if you forget the silence your watch and a notification or call comes in during a meeting or a movie, cover the watch's screen with your palm for at least 3 seconds and you'll feel a tap to confirm it's now muted. And over to you, Jen.
Thanks, Belinda. This last story is coming from BGR.com, and it is about Time Warner Cable really kind of screwing up. Although cable companies do have a terrible reputation among pretty much everyone, they normally do try to behave better for customers that have high media profiles. Even this has been proven to be too much for Time Warner Cable to handle, however, because its poor customer service has now sparked an epic Twitter rant from Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost. Or maybe it's Jost. I should know that, but I don't. So in this case, it seems that Jost is annoyed that his Time Warner service bill, Time Warner Cable service bill, isn't, or service rather, is not working properly, despite the fact that he has had three different technicians over to his apartment for a total of 7 hours in that 1 week. In fact, Jost says that his service has been malfunctioning for the past 4 months, and he's talked with more than 24 customer service representatives trying to get the problem solved, and to no avail. All of this led Jost to an epic not-safe-for-work rant about the hated cable provider. And to quote one of the tweets here, "For my record, my Time Warner Cable hasn't worked in 4 months, but in all fairness, it may just be tired from, I can't say this, something Satan." So I'm not going to say that on the air. Sorry. And then he also says, "When I asked to speak to a supervisor at Time Warner Cable, they put me through to Pol Pot's voicemail," said another one. At another point, Jost said that he couldn't send the company a letter to complain because he believed that its address was located somewhere in Mordor. So Time Warner Cable and his former would-be partner in crime, Comcast, have the lowest customer satisfaction ratings by any two companies in the United States. And stories like this are just one of the millions why. And that's it for the news.
Good stuff, Jennifer and Belinda, for reading the news. Thanks so much for doing that.
Sure.
Great news reading, as always, from you two. Let's go to Jacob first. What's your view on them stories, mate?
The Time Warner always steps in a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Same with Comcast.
Got a question for you, Jake. What is the best ISP / TV company you have over there that people use?
Oh, that's hard.
Well, for me, it's just Cox.
Okay. What about you, Jennifer?
Well, I don't have an option. The only option I have is Time Warner Cable, and it's not great, and okay. I've been where this guy has been and have had plenty of arguments with them and have had them out repeatedly over and over, and there's always some type of issue. And then they'll do something where, let's say one time my neighborhood, there may be like 30 of us in the neighborhood that didn't have service. They said it wasn't an outage because of some percentage. It wasn't enough percentage to have an outage, and they wouldn't send anybody out until the next week, even though my neighborhood was down. You know, their rules are horrible. It's just disgusting, and I'm not happy with them at all whatsoever, and I'm stuck paying an outrageous rate for mediocre service because there's no one else that I can turn to. I could switch to another competitor, but their speeds are slower. And I want the faster speeds, you know, but I'm paying for it, what amounts that I shouldn't be paying. Well, so I'm not too happy.
How much do you pay a month, Jennifer?
I pay, right now I got them to lower it to about $80, but I was paying $95 a month just for internet. And that's only for 50 megabytes per second down, 5 up.
Jeez, okay.
So, and I think Jacob's is much better with Cox. Jacob, what are you getting with Cox?
130 down and 12 up.
There you go. And you're paying significantly less, I think, too.
75.
Yeah. So there you go.
Bundled deal.
And that's a bundle. See, and mine is not bundled at all. That's just standalone.
Mm.
So you're getting a great deal, Jacob.
Well, maybe in his area, they have more than one to choose from, because once you get competitors in there, they tend to be more competitive vice where you're in everybody else's area is probably they only have one choice, maybe as far as internet and or cable service or whatever. So,
what are you using, Steve?
I currently have Time Warner Cable, and I can't really complain. The service has been pretty good. And initially it was Charter, and it was bought out by Colbridge Communications, which was horrible. In fact, I think it was more of a turnaround company. They buy it just to withhold it from, you know, these other companies until they buy them out at a higher price. They even upgraded our system with DOCSIS 3.0 fast internet speed. So, you know, of course, everybody's is different. You know, they may have even the same internet. So, of course, I do. Their prices are pretty high, I think. Maybe compared to some other ones. But as far as service, I haven't really had a lot of problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Any other views, Jacob, on them stories, mate?
Not really.
Okay, you're going to get the new Xbox One controller, mate, when it comes out?
No, I'm fine with my normal, the one that comes with the system.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to get one. Let's go to Andrew there, Andrew. Okay, let's go to Belinda.
Yeah,
Belinda.
I'm here, Brad.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Some interesting articles there. The one that probably gets me will not come as no shock to you, Brad, and that's the Apple Watch coming through with a video camera for the next iteration. So, and also Wi-Fi on board, which is really interesting. As you know, Brad, I love the idea of the Apple Watch. I think it's a great product. I don't think as a consumer we're ready yet for wearables like Google Glass, and I think that's kind of proven itself. But, you know, if they do come out with the next Apple Watch and it does have front-facing video camera for video chat and it has Wi-Fi so that you are not, you know, absolutely tethered to your phone all the time, draining battery as well, then I'm on board for sure. I kind of wanted to buy this particular Apple Watch, but I just didn't think the functionality was good enough to really get involved. It felt a bit like a Google Glass Explorer program where people pay money to basically, you know, run a beta for the Apple product as an MVP, an absolute minimum viable product. So really looking forward to seeing if they do that. And if they do, I'm definitely on board. And as for YouTube going to 8K resolution, I don't know. I think we're only just sort of, I guess when 4K came out in the very early days, you could choose 4K or 8K, but then they really quickly scrapped this about 2 years ago and went just 4K. And I think the reason for that is they realized just how much data bandwidth 8K would actually demand and realized that it really wasn't feasible. So YouTube talking about that, I don't know. I don't think we're ready as a network, as a global network, to actually be able to run that sort of thing. So I almost think it's irresponsible for YouTube to go down that path, personally.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they're my opinions, and Time Warner obviously is interesting as well.
Good stuff, mate. Good good views on them stories. Let's go to Steve. What about you, Steve?
Hey, I already mentioned about Time Warner Cable earlier. Yep. Also with the 8K for YouTube, I'm seeing the same thing. Internet speeds are really not fast enough, definitely for 8K, let alone 4K. And let me see. Of course, you got to have a TV or monitor to be able to utilize it. And I think it's going to be a long time before we see. I think it's more of a, you know, we have 8K available, and, you know, for the very few people who want to upload it or even watch it or can watch it, it's more of a, you know, unique experience, I guess. But besides that, it's going to be many, many years before we even get to full-fledged 4K right now.
Mm. Yeah, true. All right. Anything else, Steve?
No, that's it.
All right. What about you, Belinda?
Yeah, also I thought the 8K video on YouTube sounded interesting, but I think it's going to be a long time before we see it in Australia because we haven't even got 4K yet. So
no, we haven't.
So let alone that one. And I've uploaded videos to YouTube in HD and it takes a long time. So imagine how long it would take if you were uploading an 8K video.
Oh, you need NBN or faster internet.
You'd need the fastest internet ever.
Yep.
Like faster than what we've got.
Definitely.
It'd be like, faster than the speed
just
of light.
Just go to Jacob's house.
This is kind of why I think it's irresponsible for them to even go down that path. I think most of the manufacturers have just decided it's not feasible while we're all still using, you know, copper and, ADSL2 and things like this. Once we have an NBN and once that's a global infrastructure, so, you know, meaning the rest of the world takes it on and we're in that direction, absolutely, let's go 8K, let's push Netflix for 8K, all this sort of thing. But until then, it's, you know, it's almost silly. It's like, you know, they put it up and they're like, hey, we can do 8K now. Well, that's awesome. That's like putting a milk bar on the moon, you know, to buy your milk and bread. Exactly. It's great, but who's going to get there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just impossible at the moment. It'll be like probably 100 years or something before anything like that's available to everyone.
Maybe not that long, but it's certainly not going to be next year or the year after.
No. No, I thought the Time Warner cable thing was interesting too. I was just thinking, comparing it to Foxtel. Foxtel's got a lot better customer service than it sounds like Time Warner has. So people complaining about Foxtel in Australia should think themselves lucky compared to what Time Warner is offering.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, nah, some of the people that complain about Foxtel are just crazy. You know, they complain about nothing, you know. You know.
And really, Foxtel, they looked at the market, they looked at the competitors in streaming, and they said, we need to go after an aggressive pricing model. And they slashed their prices pretty much in half. So as far as, you know, corporation is concerned, Foxtel are actually doing a really good thing the last couple of years. They've been really open to the people, and they're doing a great job. You know, as you just said, Belinda, when you compare it to people like Time Warner and what's happening in the States, Brad's always been of the opinion to protect Foxtel. I haven't really been as much on that, but in the last couple of years, a lot of the moves they're making, I think they're doing a great job, so good on them.
Yeah, because as soon as there's a problem and you let them know about it, they fix it. They don't just, like, make you wait forever and everything like that. So it's pretty good in that way. So if you say, oh, I'm not getting this channel or this isn't working, they say, oh, we'll send someone out to you, so... So, yeah, when I first moved house, I had to go to cable. And so they sent someone out like it was the next day to set up the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good customer service.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Now,
that's all my views on
talking of Foxtel, Belinda, now, have they bought into Channel 10 or what's the deal with that? Channel 10 and Foxtel?
15% stake in Channel 10.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? We Fox for Foxtel and Channel 10?
Well, apparently they're going to offer... Well, Foxtel are going to offer Channel 10 some part of Presto or something.
Okay.
As well, a share in Presto.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Good stuff.
It's kind of... Yeah, it's only 15%, so... people who are watching the free-to-air channel will still get free-to-air, so...
Okay.
Don't think they'll be paying for anything.
Yeah, I think that's the same deal with for QuickFlix as well. I think they did a deal with Presto too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Belinda, did you catch anything of the E3 announcements?
No, I missed that.
Okay. All right. Jake, what about you? I know you caught some. Can you mention a few of them, what you've seen, mate?
No.
Well, yeah, you can, because you actually watched it.
I stepped out of the room. What were you saying?
Oh, for God's sake. did you mention did you watch the E3? Can you name some of the announcements, mate?
I didn't watch E3. I'm just seeing pop-ups.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, anyway, Jennifer, did you watch any of it?
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry to disappoint. I'm not into gaming, so I didn't really have that much interest in it. But no, so I don't have anything to contribute on that. But oops, I just accidentally, hopefully you didn't hear that.
Wasn't that stream from YouTube?
That's what I saw too, but Jacob said to me, he watched it and he watched some...
No, I shut it off.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was boring.
Jesus.
I watched IGN's. That was... Of Xboxes.
What is the point of this conversation, Jacob, when I asked you about that, mate? Jesus Christ.
Speaking about gaming, though, yeah, I like the story that we had with from The Verge about the Xbox One Elite controller. Even though I'm not an elite gamer, I think if I were one, that I would really like that controller a lot. It looks beautiful. It's a gorgeous looking controller. Looking at the picture of it, I know it's $150, but if I were a gamer, I think I would buy that. Actually,
how much would that be in Australian dollars?
$150. Let me see. Let me ask my phone and see what it says here. Okay, I'm going to ask Google here. Okay, Google. How much is $150 in Australian dollars? Of course, it's not doing it. Let me do it again. How much is $150 in Australian dollars? $193.
That's not bad. That's pretty cheap. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah. Andrew, do you still use your Xbox One at all, mate? Trying to get the show going a little bit, if we can.
He dropped out.
He did?
Yep. Okay. Who knows?
All right, anyway, so anything else, Shannon, before we go, before we wrap up? Anyone want to mention anything before we go?
Oh, gosh, let me think. Any special tech news or anything here? It's been kind of a slow tech week for me. I know it's a big week for E3 people.
Yeah, E3, but, yeah.
Yeah, but for me it's been kind
of actually,
slow.
I did come across one, and it's apparently in the Xbox One update coming soon. You can play Xbox 360 games.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You can. That's good. That's right. It allows you to play your old games.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good update, and that should be good. What's that?
Is it, can I cut in with one?
Oh, I forgot. Get going, mate. Yeah.
They're going to be putting Windows 10 on the Xbox.
Well, if they do that, mate, I'm getting rid of my Xbox. I don't use Windows 10.
Actually, Brad, you won't even know this because the new dashboard, that is Windows 10.
Well, I'm wondering if it'd be more of a modified version.
Yeah, that's
not
what I thought.
Fledged.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll probably have a different interface and everything else. But
yeah, are you a fan of Windows 10, Steve?
Haven't really seen it. I haven't messed with it. I mean, I liked Windows 7. I knew Windows 8 wasn't very good at all. I don't know. I have to really look into Windows 10 again and find out.
Yeah, Jacob, he always pushes me onto Windows all the time, like Windows 10, this sort of thing. And I'm not interested in Windows anymore. I don't use Windows. I don't, you know, I moved away from that a long time ago. And you know.
Yeah, I'm like you. And I do have a Windows machine that I purchased recently just to kind of, for different things. And it's, I really have to make myself use it. I don't gravitate towards it at all. It's just the Mac is just works so much better.
Yeah, it does.
But one thing I did hear about Windows 10, and you're right, it's going to be Windows 10 on, you know, on all platforms going forward. So on the mobile and on your desktop and on the Xbox. So it's just going to be one seamless thing. And there will be scaled down versions of it. So you're right, it's not going to be exactly the same, but it will be scaled down versions that work differently for each platform. But
yeah.
I'm curious to see how that's going to be with the apps, because I know that they're working to allow users to bring over, or developers to bring over, their iOS apps and their Android apps to Windows 10. So there's some type of development software that they have that makes it easy to port over or move over those apps, your existing developer apps in iOS or Android, and bring them over to Windows 10. And it kind of translates it over. So I know that they're working on that and they have that out. And it's intriguing, you know, if I knew how to develop, really, then I would be kind of excited about that. Now, you know, our friend Cartwright, Jason Cartwright, he develops for Windows, actually.
Yeah, he does,
and he's made some Windows phone apps.
Yeah, definitely.
From TechAU.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's been on the show there a while back.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's good. He's a great person.
I like talking with him.
Yeah, same. I agree. And what about music, Jennifer? Apple Music launching in about a week or so. Are you going to miss on it? Are you going to use that at all?
I am going to use it for 3 months and give it a shot, but it's going to take a lot to get me to leave my Spotify library and leave Spotify behind, but I'm going to give it a shot. I think that, you know, if they have a nice social element built into it, maybe with the Connect feature that they have on it, perhaps that's going to be a little bit more social. I think it'll be interesting. So
yeah, I think the Connect part will be great, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the app is going to be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
They should have a thing where you can add all your Twitter or Facebook people, like with Spotify. When it was set up, I could add everyone.
I agree. That was a nice feature. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that should be interesting to see. What about you, Belinda? Are you going to be trying Apple Music out?
Yeah, definitely. They've got a free trial. Why not?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I was just going to say with that E3 thing, I was just looking up the data summary of on GameSpot of the things that happened there. There was just one I thought was interesting. The Madden NFL 16 is going to add women to its crowds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea that there wasn't any women in the one that I
that
had.
That is surprising.
I never noticed that. That's very interesting. It's good that they're going to add them, though, because, women go to the football as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's interesting, though. Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, then. Well, that's it then. Jacob, last comment before we wrap up, mate?
Nothing much, but okay, JazzBot 326691Z.
Okay, then why do we have you on here if you've got nothing to say?
Hey. The show's always been good, Brad.
It's always good, mate, to have you on, but, just be more comment more, you know?
I know, it's just a lot of times you beat me to the punch with the good stuff. That's all.
Well, next time I won't.
Next time I won't.
What?
Next time I won't.
Okay.
Jake is funny.
Whatever, bro.
All right, Belinda, what about you? Where can they get hold of you?
It was a great show, and you can catch me on Twitter at BDemi.
Yep, and you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz at Tech Webcast. Jennifer, what about you?
People can find me at JRuggiero on Twitter or JenniferRuggiero.com, and all of my links to everything is there.
Yep,
are
and,
there.
And your podcast as well, Get Nerdy With It.
And the podcast too, GetNerdyWithIt.com.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And Steve, what about you, mate?
Find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live. And enjoyed the show. We brought up some real good, interesting topics.
Yeah, good. Good chatting with everyone there. Andrew has left. And you can get him on Twitter at Cunning Drew. And that's correct?
Yes.
So that's it. And Jacob, you lost the game.
Ah, crap.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!